This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, are the days of the estate car over? It seems as if an increasing amount of car purchases are of SUVs. So why is it that so many of us want to drive something that approximates a vehicle you use to go up a mountain? Paddy Cummins from Dundeal Cars .ie is here to explain how it all went so horribly wrong. Afternoon, Paddy.
Sean, good afternoon.
You don't see as many estate cars anymore.
No, you don't. And I was writing about this during the week, and I have fond memories as a child of growing up around estate cars. I remember my Uncle Leo had a yellow Volvo 240 estate, which we used to proliferate Irish roads. And at the time, it felt like someone had given me this massive playground at the back of my car. You could bring all of your bikes and bits and pieces. You weren't told not to bring anything. Yeah. It's funny. The origin of the word is interesting. Station wagon comes from predates cars, actually. It comes from America, where there was carriages that would bring people from the train station to the estate, and then the country estate, they were station wagons. And then in the UK, it became estate for bringing people to their country estates. Look, over the years, they became they went a little bit out of fashion in terms of style. People thought it was boring and a bit boxy, but they're so practical. I think we can look, and tongue is firmly buried in cheek, but we can look at the likes of Nissan, who brought in the Qashqai in 2006, 2007, and that was the start, really, of the craze of SUVs. Now, we grew up with traditionally around big old Range Rovers and Land Cruisers being proper off-roaders. But we got the crossover in the early 2000s, which was a sort of a slightly taller car. So, and now everyone makes them. But the poor old estate car has fallen a little bit by the wayside, certainly in Ireland and the UK. Mainland Europe, Germany, they love them. Places like that where they're practical. They say, OK, well, we have a car and then we need space at the back.
Sure.
Let's have an estate.
It could part of the reason of being like your estate car is harder to park because they're longer.
They are a bit longer, but we've now become 8 out of 10 new cars of the top 10 are SUVs, and quite heavy and quite big.
Yeah.
On our website, 28% of the searches, the majority of searches are for SUVs. So that's what people want. And these things are as heavy and as big in some cases as the estate cars. But yeah, it is a shame to see it that way. But I'm still flying the flag for the old estate.
Is it the height thing that in the SUV you're a bit higher up and you feel you're more in control of your surroundings?
Yeah, look, there's practical reasons why people like them. They like the height. If you're a bit older, like I'm getting, you get the hips creaking, so it's nice to be able to get in and out. If you're practically as well, if you're a parent, it's very nice to be able to put your kids, if you're carrying kids in and out, that's why people like that slightly higher access point.
Yeah.
But there is that psychological element as well of people like feeling a little bit higher above the traffic as well. So there are all those elements. But look, the market dictates, this is what people want, and that's why they're so popular.
Yeah. But are they necessarily safer? People might feel safer in them.
Well, I mean, look, the modern cars are incredibly safe. They've incredible safety features. Being a little bit higher means that the car below you might suffer a little bit more. So there is that sort of survival of the fittest bit. So, but look, so many people are all driving these cars, which are that much higher. But look, they're not greatly higher. But what's interesting as well is when you look at car parking spaces in Dublin, if you remember, lots of the car parks were built in the 1970s.
And
you know, you go to some of the city centre car parks now, and they're having to adjust the lines on them because the cars just don't fit.
Yeah. I just recently traded in a car, which was an estate, But I had it for years. Yeah. But I found that when I was parking, the arse was sticking out the whole time, and you were just waiting for someone to come back, and somebody had dinged it. You know,
right? Well, now you have a different problem, really.
Yeah,
definitely. Slightly too wide.
No, plus also with the estate, because the boot. Now, and I love the boot in the estate.
They're great.
But it was always full of crap because it was like, I just chuck it in the boot of the car.
Well, you can bring your life around with you. Exactly. Yeah.
That was the difficulty. So are there any, is there any mark, like a kind of, you know, you mentioned the Volvo estate because they're quite high end. I would imagine if you get a newish one.
They are now. Yeah, for sure. The likes of Skoda do really well in the States and Ireland. Volkswagen had the Passat and they didn't choose to bring it into Ireland because it was only available as a state. Now reverse that decision and are bringing it in. And what we hadn't seen before, Sean, was electric estates. That hadn't really been a thing. Mm. We're now seeing that a lot more now. So yeah, maybe they are having a little bit of a comeback tour. But from my point of view, as someone who drives lots of cars, I find because they're sitting a bit lower down, they handle a little bit better. They feel a bit more regular and you have all that practicality in the back. But look, the market dictates, people love SUVs, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, are you an estate driver?
No. I'm an estate fan. I drive a tiny little electric vehicle,
right.
Actually.
But
I do love my estates.
Because I would be interested to hear from people, from listeners, if they're only estate drivers and do they feel people are literally looking down, well, they are literally looking down at them from their SUVs, but, you know, metaphorically as well as, you know, there's a bit of, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, look, they are still reasonably popular, but there's so fewer brands, especially, and maybe it's an...
And does that mean they're more popular, or they're more expensive because they're so...
Not necessarily. They always are more expensive than the regular shape saloon or hatchbacks, for sure, because it's just more metal and more space. But I think there was, and I'd be curious to see what the listeners think, is there's possibly a little bit of a snobbery around the estate that maybe they feel that, you know, the SUV is more posh and grand rather than a sort of a lowly estate, even though the origins of the word, as we discussed, were from
very historic
land and
yes,
gentry.
Indeed. How dare they? Anyway, Paddy, thanks for coming in to tell us about that. That's Paddy coming there from DundeeCars.ie.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.